This is 100 at 100, research for our next century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Dr. Dave Wittenberg. He's from the Department of Kinesiology. And Dave, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Tell us, what do you do in kinesiology? What is kinesiology?
Well, kinesiology is sort of an umbrella term. We have actually two different degree plans in kinesiology. We have exercise science and exercise science undergraduate program. It's a science-based program, and we really train our students to go out into the science fields. Many of our students want to be physical therapists or occupational therapists or physician assistants, and they use the undergraduate program as sort of a springboard into those allied health science fields. The other degree plan we have is physical education, or all-level kinesiology. And in that program, we train physical education teachers, of course, to go out into the schools to teach physical education, be coaches, and those types of fields in education.
So what is the research aspect for your particular career?
The research aspect for my career stems way back to when I was actually started off as a physical education teacher. In the 80s, I noticed that a lot of our students out in the schools were becoming less fit, more obese, and things that we now see have come to fruition. But my main area was always cardiovascular fitness and body composition. So my area has kind of lended itself in the research areas to, you know, looking at the cardiovascular fitness and the cardiovascular health of our students. I started off looking at elementary students, middle school students, and high school students, looking at how fit they were, and looking at body composition and looking at how we measured body composition as well.
What does body composition mean?
Body composition refers to the amount of fat mass and lean mass that we have. It's a ratio of lean mass and fat mass. And so one of the ways that we typically measured our students in the past was the standard BMI, height-weight ratio. And so I started thinking, well, that's not really looking at the health of the student. It's just a ratio of height to weight. We started really looking at body composition and doing skin fold calipers and other measures to look at body fat percent, and saw that there was a big discrepancy in the reporting between the two. And then we tied that into the cardiovascular health and fitness and noticed that there is a very strong correlation between if they're overweight or obese and their fat mass.
So this is a better measure than the old-fashioned BMI.
From a health perspective, it's, in my book, it is a much better. We've shown that it's much more accurate.
Having shown health. You've got a new technology or a new approach, how do you bring that to the schools? What do you do to improve the health of the nation?
It's something that has been in the schools, but it's something that has, because of, sensitivity towards the student, they still prefer to do the BMI. And so it's something that, you know, we're always striving to educate our students in all-level physical education and even in our exercise science that BMI is a good measure if you're looking at huge masses of people. But if you're really looking at trying to improve individuals, they need to be aware of their body composition.
Thank you very much, Professor Dave Wittenberg, Department of Kinesiology on campus. You have listened to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the birthday, 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.